Welcome to another Biblical Thought. This is our sixth we've done this year in 2021. I pray that these thoughts can be somewhat practical and a blessing to you as a believer. I want to talk about a subject which I've entitled The Greater Over the Lesser. Many years ago, when I was desiring for someone to teach me the Bible, I had sent a letter off to Dr. Ruckman of Pensacola, United States of America. And I always remember the verse he sent me, and he sent me back 1 Timothy 6:3, which says this: "If any man teach otherwise and consent not to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness," he goes on, starting about knowing nothing. The verse always impressed me because the verse puts the emphasis on the greater, and the greater are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And if you have a Bible, you will notice that those words are sometimes shown in red. But unfortunately, today we live in a day and age where most preachers and teachers and churches do not consent to the wholesome words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by doing so, what ends up happening, they start to not look at the greater over the lesser, but they make the lesser over the greater. So let me run through this little Bible study with you and hope it can be a blessing and give you an understanding of this particular fact. So we're going to start now in Matthew chapter 11. If you want to go to Matthew 11 and verse 1. And I want to say that now John the Baptist is in prison after his baptisms. And we have a situation now where Jesus, I want you to hear what Jesus Christ says about John. So I'm going to read you Matthew chapter 11, verse 1, and I'm going to go down to verse 15. So I pray that you've either got a Bible or you can follow on. But the Bible says, "And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples," so now John is in prison, "and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which he do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John." So I want you to hear what Jesus Christ says about John. "What went he out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went he out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went he out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written," so we're going back to the scriptures, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." That's Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent taketh it by force. For all the prophets and law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it," now I want you to notice what Jesus Christ says, "and if ye will receive it," these are the Lord's words, "this is Elias, which was for to come." Elias, referring to Elijah. "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." So Jesus Christ says something about John, which you and I need to take notice of, when he said that John was Elias that was to come before the first advent, before Christ come the first time. Now, follow with me on this thought. Now let's have a listen to what Herod said about Jesus. So go over to Mark chapter 6 with me, Mark chapter 6. And we're going to pick Mark 6 and we're going to go to verse 12. I want you to hear what Herod says about Jesus Christ. Now we'll pick this up in subject, in context. So Mark chapter 6. And let me just get there. And we're going to go to verse 12. And the Bible says that they went out and preached that men should repent and that cast out many devils. Verse 14. And King Herod heard of him, this is Jesus Christ, for his name was spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead. Therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. So you remember that John was beheaded by Herod, which we'll read on here. Others said that it is Elias. So what did they say about Jesus Christ? They called him Elias. What did John say about John the Baptist? Called him Elias, meaning Elijah. Others said that it is a prophet, or as one of the prophets. But when Herod heard, therefore, he said, it is John whom I beheld. He is risen from the dead. Why? Because there was a witness to John that he was Elias. Okay, I want you to keep that in mind. Herod is thinking somewhat the same concerning Jesus Christ. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John, bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother's Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him, that's against John, and would have killed him, but she could not. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and a holy, and observed him. When he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains and chief estates of Galilee, and when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod, and then they sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. And he swear unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, excuse me, I'll give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. She went forth, said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in straight away with haste unto the king, and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a charge of the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceedingly sorry, yet for his oath's sake, and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her. And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought, and he went and beheaded him in the prison. So when Herod spoke about Jesus Christ, he thought that it was John the Baptist that was risen again. And others referred to John the Baptist or Jesus Christ with the same terminology, Elias. Do you remember Jesus Christ said about John, he that can receive this, that John was Elias or Elijah. So let's follow this thought on with me. Stay with me. Go to Mark chapter 8, verse 27. Mark 8, verse 27. So we're listening to what other people say about others. Okay, I want you to keep that in your mind as we go through this thought this morning. Okay, so Mark 8, let's go down to verse 27. Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi, and by the way, he asked his disciples, saying, unto them, whom do men say that I am? Now notice, they answered, John the Baptist. Well, no, he's not John the Baptist. John the Baptist lost his head. But some say, notice, Elias, and others, one of the prophets. And he said unto them, by whom say he that I am? Peter answered, that thou art the Christ. So once again you see the consideration that Jesus Christ could be Elias. Jesus Christ said that John the Baptist was Elias and he's the greater. Consider Christ's words. Now come over to Luke with me. Come over to Luke chapter 1. Stay with me as we go through this particular thought today. And the idea is we're looking at the greater over the lesser. I want you to keep that in mind. Here we have in Luke, we have John's father, Zacharias. He comes in on verse 5 of chapter 1. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Now Elizabeth is Mary's cousin, Jesus' mother. And then verse 6, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances. Then go down to verse 9, and according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot, that Zacharias, was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be greater in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled, and notice, with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. So remember Jesus said about John being Elias, or Elijah, many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Verse 17, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, notice, in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom, the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? And he goes on. So once again, we see that now John the Baptist had the spirit and power of Elias. Now come over with me. Stay with me on this thought. I thank you for your patience. Come over now to John. John chapter 3. We're going to read a passage here before John is cast into prison. This is John now baptizing. And now John is going to answer a question that's given to him. And I'm going to read you. So I want you to listen to what John says. So we've listened to what Jesus Christ says. We've listened to what Herod thought. We've listened to what the angel said about John. Now, here we have in John chapter 3 and verse 23, the Bible says, And John also was baptizing at Ainon near to Salem, because there was much water there. Well, that would make sense. And they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. And that happens also in Matthew chapter 4. You can read that. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. So they're asking about the water baptism purifying to the Jew. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, talking about Jesus Christ, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. I want you to hear how John answers their question. John answered and said, Our man can receive nothing except it be given him from where? Heaven. From where? Heaven, the greater. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. So who is the greater? Christ is. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. That's Jesus. But the friend of the bridegroom, that's John, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. That's the fulfillment of John's ministry. He must increase, but I must decrease. You know, it puts a whole different emphasis on the words he must increase, but I must decrease, when you consider that John's life was ended at Herod's birthday, when they brought in his head after being executed. And then John says, He that cometh from above is above all. Who's the greater? He that is of the earth is earthy, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and what he heard, he testified, no man receiveth his testimony. I won't I won't go on, but I want you to notice that how John answered the question in verse 27. And I want everyone to listen to what it says. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven. Do you remember at the beginning of this little biblical thought, we remember that we are to consent to the wholesome words of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the greater, okay? Here's John baptizing out here where there's much water. Now, John's commission, we'll talk about his commission, is found in John chapter 1, verse 33. I want you to listen to John's commission. And I want you to listen to what he says. It's very important. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, that's what God had sent him to do, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. Did you hear what John said about Jesus Christ's baptism? It was with the Holy Ghost. So therefore, you can say that Jesus' baptism is greater or is over the lesser. What is the lesser? The lesser is the water baptism, the preparation that John's doing for the prep for Israel to receive their Messiah. So one is greater, one is lesser. Now, if you consent not to the wholesome words of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will start looking at the lesser. So in this case, you'll start looking at water baptism. Follow with me for a moment, and you pick it up in chapter 4, verse 1. Now, this is parallel to the fact that when this part is spoken, that John is already in prison. And I want you to keep in mind that he's in prison now. And in verse 1 of John 4, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. Notice the next verse. Listen to the next verse. Though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. Why do you think the Bible says that he did not do the water baptism himself? Because that's the lesser. He is the greater. What will he baptize with when he comes? The Holy Ghost. Follow now with me to Matthew chapter 3. Keep this in mind as you read your Bible. Keep in mind that when you read and study your Bible, consider what people say and consider the greater over the lesser. We should always consent to the wholesome words of the Lord Jesus Christ as the greater. Do not consent to preachers and teachers that ignore plain biblical teaching. Amen. So we're going to pick this up now in verse 1 of chapter 3 of Matthew. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, that's Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and leathern girdle about his loins, and meat was locusts and wild honey. What did they think about John? They thought that he came in the spirit and the power of Elijah. There was a witness to it. No man can receive anything unless it's given to him from above. So those that went out to John's baptism, which is the lesser, still was given to them an understanding from above by the witness of the spirit that John had, which Jesus said, this is Elias. Okay? So there was a spiritual witness to John's ministry. And that when you received that witness, they received it from above, and they went out to be baptized by John, which was the lesser baptism of water. Watch what I'm going to say. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, lesser, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth forth not good fruit forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Now listen to what he says. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. And verse 13, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized, him the lesser. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for this it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. But it's the right thing to do, to be baptized by John's baptism. Then he suffereth him. And the Bible says, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water. There was no real reason for him to be prepared for himself. And lo, the heavens were opened. Notice, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Do you understand that John and God then witnesses to who the greater is? And the greater is Jesus Christ. And even Herod thought that Jesus Christ had the same spirit as John did, which was the spirit of Elijah. But the Bible says in John chapter 3 that Jesus was not given the Spirit of God by measure. And I'll just read you that. So he that receiveth his testimony have set to his seal that God is true. In other words, he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God have set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God have sent speaketh the words of God, that's Christ. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Father loveth the Son and have given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son have everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abide upon him. Now you remember, we need to put the greater over the lesser. And to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God would also mean that you have been baptized with the baptism that he gives. And let's come over with me, and I'll come over to Acts chapter 8, and I want to illustrate this to you with the Ethiopian eunuch. And I'm going to pick up the Ethiopian eunuch in, say, I will go down to, say, verse 29, I believe it is. We'll go to verse 26. I want you to listen about the Ethiopian eunuch. I want you to understand what the greater is and what the lesser is. The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. He arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopian, an eunuch, great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, so he's a proselyte, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then, notice word, the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip ran hither to him, heard him read from the prophet Isaiah, and said, understand thou what thou readest? He said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet, this of himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth, began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Notice how Philip answers the question. He doesn't look at the lesser, he looks at the greater. Philip said, if thou believest with thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. See, that's the greater. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, And they went down both into the water, both Philip and eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. Often when we look at the Bible, we tend to look at the lesser. And a lot of Baptist religions have been built upon the lesser. They've looked upon the baptism of John, and they've totally ignored the fact that Jesus Christ didn't come to baptize with water, but with the Holy Ghost. Do you know that when you call upon the name of the Lord and you ask him to save you, and he baptizes you with the Holy Ghost, then you can confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and God to the glory of the Father. And then a result of you believing in the greater over the lesser, you then by his command and his will, you will be baptized by water and show forth a confession to others that you have been saved by the greater. Amen. And I want you to consider as you listen to this, have you received the greater? Remember what Jesus Christ said? Let's consent to the wholesome words of the Lord Jesus Christ for a moment. Remember what Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3? Ye must be born again. Have you got down beside your bed or where you are right at the moment and asked the Lord to save you because he's the greater? Can you turn your eyes off the religion of the day and look at the greater and listen to what Jesus Christ says? Go back to what Paul said to Timothy. Consent to the wholesome words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I will guarantee you, if you consent to his words, you'll find peace, joy and happiness in him. And you'll follow then his commands to be baptized as a believer. I thank you for this time. I hope this little Bible study can be a thought and a blessing to you.